uploaded to share with the world by nonprofit educational broadcaster WJFF Radio Catskill. Not for rebroadcast or commercial use. For more information, visit wjffradio.org.
482-4141. In a moment, we're going to start talking to Mark Switko, who's set up to do an extended session on his gong here during Spring Gathering Pledge Drive.
I can hear you.
There you go. Yay. Now we can hear you, too.
Hey. Cool.
But Mark, let's just talk about this. You were here yesterday rocking out with Mountain Wave.
Yeah.
So you came back after all of that yesterday, and now this is going to be something very different. When I first heard about a year ago that you were bringing your gong to play with my kind of classic rock and progressive rock background.
Yeah.
You know, the gong's a thing that you hit at the end of Tarkus, you know?
That's right.
How many times is he going to hit it? Then you sat down and started doing all these things and generating these tones that I've heard in other ambient music or music that becomes ambient and never really thought about how they were being generated. And it's pretty cool. So let's just talk about how did you come to start doing this, and what does it mean to you, this latest musical journey you've been on?
Sure. Well, being a drummer and a percussionist, obviously, I'm like you, Jason. My first gong experience was Keith Moon.
Right.
You know, he had a gong, and John Bonham had a gong, but they played it exactly the way you described. Boosh. Yeah. They just hit it and bashed it. So I was always attracted to it, but then I started doing a lot of Kundalini yoga over in Hurleyville at Satnam Yoga, and I do gong sessions over there. And that's where I learned about it as a meditative instrument and a sound healing instrument. So from there, I just started studying it and took some courses with a guy named Don Conroe, who's a gong master. I don't know what gong master means. You can learn it in 5 minutes, but to master it, it does take a lifetime. So it's a super deep instrument, and so that's where I kind of got into it, and then started playing very regularly and built up meditation groups around Sullivan County, which is awesome. Can I just give props to some of the places I play?
Yeah, well, I see here on the list, we'll remind everybody at the end as well, but where are you doing these performances and when, or these sessions, I should say? Yeah,
sure. Well, there's Chi Hive Studio in Narrowsburg, and those are Thursday evenings, 6:30, and Sundays at 8 a.m. for those early meditators. Justine's Just Breathe Yoga in Parksville, Saturdays at 9 a.m., and River Family Wellness, 4:30 p.m. on Sundays. I'll be there today. Anybody wants to get a full-on hour gong meditation.
Right. Well, and what we're going to hear is just kind of like a sample of what you do in a full session.
I wouldn't say it's a sample, no. I would say that, you know, if it's a five-minute session, it's a full-on five-minute session. If it's 20 minutes, it's a full-on 20. Because whatever comes from the gong, the vibrations from hitting it, the waves, it's whether you play for a minute or 10 hours, there's something about it that just changes the listener. It's like hits you on a cellular level. So hopefully that'll come across on the radio.
Mark, can I ask, Mark, how is this going to be different in any way, you know, over the airwaves rather than when you're in an intimate room? Do you have any idea?
I think the only difference is that whoever's listening should definitely pull over to the side of the road if they're driving.
Okay.
Because we don't want a rash of gong car accidents.
Okay.
I fell asleep listening to JFF. No.
So if somebody like actually has some decent speakers or headphones, if you have speakers, if they turn it up, they could actually feel it as if like you were there.
I think so. Well, the way Greg Castro is miking it, we'll with these special awesome mics, we could probably get some real nice deep tones and textures. And obviously the best way to describe it is to just play it, you know, and have people zone out. I can't wait to see all you guys just kind of quiet down. You're all going to be like,
Okay. This is gonna be great, and we're just gonna remind people about the pledge drive one more time, because once the gong starts up, we're not gonna interrupt it until we end this session. We're gonna go for about 18 minutes here. So remember, this is one of a kind. So we've heard so many one of a kind things this weekend. We heard a just under 9-year-old songwriter performing live here today. We had Mr. Phil talking about jumping like a fat kangaroo yesterday. Yeah. We've got the gong session. We've had rock bands. We've had folk bands. We had a tribute to Cecil Taylor. 845-482-4141. Support the community radio station. It brings you all of this and so much more, and help us make this challenge.
Yeah, we're on this tremendous challenge right now. $1,200 matching challenge, and we're only $825 away. And we need your help to do it. 845-482-4141. Mark Switko on deck here with his gong.
Right on.
He did recommend that if you're doing something like driving and you want to continue listening,
pull over
or stop what you're doing to get a full experience here. 845-482-4141.
Mark Switko on the gong.
Okay, we're good.
845-482-4141 is the number to call to support WJFF. This is Mark Switko doing a gong session for us. It's hard to start talking again after something like that. We wanted to clap, but it didn't feel right to clap either. But we do want to let you know this is WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. And Mark Switko playing the gong there. He'll actually be doing this in public. He has a regular thing that he does out there in community at different places. This afternoon, he'll be at the River Family Wellness Center in Calicoon, New York, doing a gong session. So you can see what this is like in person, if that's the sort of thing you're interested in. Mark, are you able to talk to us now, or is he still winding down?
I could talk.
There yeah. you are. Okay.
Yeah, it's only the eighth gong session in the past 2 days that uh-huh. I've done, so I'm not that gonged out. I'm yeah. still good.
Do you get to a certain point where you do get gonged out, though? Like, if you say, like, wait a minute, that was yeah. just too much vibration, I got to give it a rest for a while.
Never want to give it a rest, but when you're sitting in front of the gong as a player, right in it, you're getting, see, I can't even talk. You're getting the full-on wave, so it really does send me into an altered state of consciousness that takes some settling down. But there's a listening position, the way I play on the side, where I could focus more on who's listening and not move into my own trance as much and just kind of watch other people go into their trance. So there are a lot of ways to play the gong, and it's so yeah, I can get pretty tripped out on the gong.
At the same time, like, I used the phrase zone out before you started. Then what I found was that I think that's limiting to say something like zoning out, because it can be thrilling when some of the sounds kick in. It's kind of exciting.
Right. Well, like Twilight zoning out, you right. know.
Well, Jason, I'm going to stick my two
cents. This is Val's here with us, yeah.
Valerie. Uh-huh. And I did a gong session.
Oh, yeah, with
oh, yeah,
Mark.
That's
yes,
right.
with Mark up yeah. in Parksville. Mm-hmm. And it's quite spectacular experience.
Yeah, that's also a really great space.
Space. Yeah. I was going to ask you about that. The space probably has a lot to do with it.
It does, but the space here is so great because it's super tight and small, so it creates what we call a sound envelope. So anybody
right.
in
oh,
it is just
nice.
Contained in that. But it's very soundtracky too, isn't it? Like it's
right.
it could really go
yeah.
with
cinematic,
very symphonic, cinematic. Yeah, it's
yeah,
changed my life. This instrument.
Oh wow. I'm impressed. I'm going to sign on for a life change.
Please. Well, you know, if you guys want to offer a gong session to someone as part of the fun drive, it's all good with me. So,
all right. So let's, as we move into the next element here, we'll have Dan or Andrea talk to you about how to do that. And we will offer that because we are looking for people to help us and the pledge drive. And that's so awesome that you would offer to do that for somebody. 845-482-4141. If you want to get your foot in the door on that one before we even tell you what that'll go for, you can do that now. 845-482-4141. You can also call us to make a pledge of any amount. Keep up with everything that Mark's doing, both as a musician, as a visual artist, as moving into this vibrational healer zone as well.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MarkSwitkoArts is your Facebook, and
yep.
your MarkSwitko.bandcamp.com.
You got it. Mark with a C, Switko with a K.
That's right.
People yeah. switch them. But, and there's a record on Bandcamp, a gong album, and I know we talked about The Outlier yesterday with Mountain Wave
right.
recording, but I'm also doing gong recordings over there too, which is awesome. And there's a second gong record with Nick Forte, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
That's
nice.
In the mix. So
excellent.
Really cool stuff. So I'm really happy to be here. Really thankful for all you guys and looking forward to the next set.
Thank you so much, Mark.
WJFF. Woo! Go.
Uploaded to share with the world by nonprofit educational broadcaster WJFF Radio Catskill. Not for rebroadcast or commercial use. For more information, visit wjffradio.org.